Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Barker, now a 10-year member of our Brain Trust, one of the great futurists of our time, the author of one of the most important books, in my opinion, of the 20th century and still viable in the 21st paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. It turned my life around, and a number of other books and films. He's our good friend, Joe Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. By the way, just as an aside, I just got a speech on paradigms in the year 2016.
All right.
It's still going
26
on.
27 years later or so, yeah.
I did my first paradigm speech in 1974.
Wow.
That's so great. It's had a huge life.
Well,
huge,
it's all over. Joel's work is all over my new book, folks. He influenced mine. So Joel, the neuroscience and robotics are now being blended together.
Yeah.
These are both well-established, almost legacy capabilities now. They're being applied to something else, right?
They are, and that was very eloquent the way you said that. Here's the thing that's going on. University of Florida is leading this charge where they're saying we're going to put on a special super-sensitive cap, electroencephalography, you know, where you read the brain. You put on a cap. It's got a whole bunch of little dots in it that read various parts of your brain for electrical activity. And then they ask you to think the directions to make a drone fly.
A drone?
And so what happens is your brain, you're trying to send signals to the computer to tell the drone to do it, and basically you figure it out. And you lift the drone, and all of a sudden you can direct it. Well, what's really important about this is that is profound brain training for quadriplegics.
Mm-hmm.
People who can't use their arms, can't use their legs, all of a sudden there is a pretty entertaining, pretty interesting thing
that?
To do with your brain to fly that drone around. And the end result is already they have seen people who were no connection at all using their brain only to manipulate their hand using signals from the brain cap, from that cap that they're wearing, to a computer to straps, electrical straps on their hand that make that allow them to move their hand. And this is a big deal for quadriplegics.
You know, it's kind of, I'm getting a little bit choked up here. I had a cousin who was completely, totally disabled and racked. Her body was just racked from cerebral palsy.
Mm.
But she could make sounds, and she'd look at you with those blue eyes.
Yeah.
And you knew there was a human being in there.
Yep.
Because you could get her excited about things. She'd get animated and start, you know, get loud and things like that. But and you don't know what level of intelligence there was, but you could tell if she could have had one of these little caps that you're talking about, she could have said, who knows, I love you.
She could have spelled things out on the
That's
computer
my point,
screen.
I mean, think about the families that this could turn loose. Never mind the silly drones, right?
Right. Well,
think about what this could do for families with children like that.
What it does is it bring, and use the term, somebody's inside there.
Yeah. I always knew someone was inside you.
Yeah. But can't get out.
Body.
Well, this is a pathway both for communications to the computer, but even larger, communications to a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Communications to a Segway. That's a
well, how about a path to a productive life? How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Never mind just moving around. How about being productive and contributing not being useless?
Exactly. No.
Think about the older people. Think about people who get to the point where they're, you know, where they can't get around and they you know. So I mean, this the mind boggles at the potential.
It does. And what's so nice about this is that it is using two things that you would not think. A drone and an electrocephalogram cap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is also a perfect example of Verge Innovation, bringing two things very different together to create a third innovation.
And both, and all three at the Verge.
Exactly. So, so we get the Verge out of this, but we also get an opportunity for quadriplegics that I think is going to be really substantial. You mentioned your relative. I have a barber, and her son just became a quadriplegic like 6 months ago.
Wow.
A 28-year-old guy dove into the water, didn't know that there was a rock below, and snapped his neck.
Mm.
He's the. In fact, I'll make a prediction. If he gets involved in this, he'll be the world champion. You know, he will fly those things better than anybody, but that it will train his brain so that he can use this other equipment.
But just
so
think, but think, folks, what that drone is going to be a metaphor for the future.
Yep.
Right? For what it could, how that could manifest in the future. And these are the kinds of things that are going on these days, folks, that Joel identifies. He puts these things together. He connects the dots for us, and you and I can start looking for them as we contemplate the future. Joe, when we come back, there's a zinc manganese battery.
Yep, big breakthrough.
A power unit, as cheap as a car battery. Now you're talking about like one of the power the whole car, or just crank the car battery.
It's
like electric
power
car.
The whole car. Absolutely. Yeah.
Interesting. All right, we got that to think about, folks, when we come back after these messages. JoelBarker.com is where you can find all the things Joel is writing and all the things he does there.
And
also
more.
Star Thrower, right?
Yep, Star Thrower for my videos.
For his films, including Innovation at the Verge. That's a new one. Quick break, Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.